Shalom. This is Billy Brim coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks with the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And I have with me here Shelley Brim Oaks, my daughter. Shelley's husband moved to heaven May 26, 2007.
Yes.
And since then, we've been thinking a lot about heaven.
Jesus said, where your heart is, your treasure is there.
Where your treasure is.
Or where your treasure is, your heart is there also.
Your heart is there also.
So, yes, my heart is in heaven. When I wake up in the morning, when I lie down at night, I think about Bob and how he gets to see things in that glorious place that are veiled to me right now. But the Word of God is true, that we have a future. Our part of our gospel is the fact that there is a hope in heaven laid up and treasured up for us. So,
well, Shelley, it's very scriptural for you to be thinking about heaven because the Lord says in His Word, in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, "If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth." So you've been thinking about how it is. You've been reading books about how it is. But we have to have a very, very firm foundation in the Word of God about heaven. And when we read books about heaven, they can't just be some kind of a metaphysical thing. It has to be based on the Word of God. And we'll be telling you about two of those books that we know are biblically right, and we're making them available to you. These 2 weeks, we're talking about heaven. We talked about it last week. We talk about it this week, and we're probably going to go on because you've been talking to me a lot about these things, and we want to get to some stories. But right now, we're going to get to the fact that heaven, another word for heaven and for the place of the saints, and we've been talking about Hamakom, the place for the church. It's called heavenly Jerusalem. Now, there is an earthly Jerusalem. The Jews are it's in the front of their mind at all time, Jerusalem, earthly Jerusalem. For the Jews, Jerusalem is the one holy city in the world, the city which God has chosen to rest His name there, as they translate Deuteronomy 12:5. We went into this in detail, how Moses told the children of Israel not to worship under every green tree, but there would be Hamakom, there would be a place where God would choose to put His name there. They know now that the Jews, that this is Jerusalem. I'm reading to you a paragraph from A Short History of Jerusalem by Abraham E. Milgram, M-I-L-L-G-R-A-M. Jerusalem encompassed the Jews' religious sentiments, his national identity, his mystical yearnings, his historic memories, his hopeful aspirations, and more. The ordinary Jew, who has not been affected by the forces of assimilation, continually experiences this mystic attachment to the holy city. He does not try to explain it, just as a mother experiences her loving attachment to her children, without attempting to analyze it, let alone describe it. The powerful attachment of the Jew to Jerusalem is as baffling to the non-Jew as is the Jew's survival. It is an eternal riddle. Again, I'm reading from A Short History of Jerusalem by Abraham E. Milgram. Psalm 137 shows you this connection with Jerusalem. It's a song that we sing. We get the Jewish kids that have come home to Ariel from all over the world. They sing, "By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, la da 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 da, and we remembered Zion." Zion is one of the names for the holy city, Jerusalem. This says, "By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion." That's the Jews in diaspora. After they've left, the first temple has been destroyed. They've been carried off to Babylon. "We hanged our harps," verse 2, "upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song. And they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion." You see, the Jews were famous for their singing and dancing. Enjoy. They carried him off to Babylon. They said, sing for us. And they said, verse 4, Psalm 137:4, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? And then verse 5, if I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth, if I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Religious Jews in diaspora say those two verses every single day. And they have for thousands of years. If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. Let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth, if I do not say that Jerusalem is my chief joy. And so, Jerusalem's tribulations will come to an end after a war in which God will destroy the nations who war on Jerusalem. The city will again become the capital of the kingdom, and the exiled Jews will be gathered into the city. This is Joel 4:16, 17, and 20. And the Lord shall roar from Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. But the Lord will be a refuge unto his people and a stronghold to the children of Israel. So shall you know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall no strangers pass through her any more, but Judah shall be inhabited forever, and Jerusalem from generation to generation. Again, reading from the book, A Short History of Jerusalem. In the prophetic utterances and in the Psalms, Jerusalem is frequently spoken of as Mother Zion, and the Jewish people are referred to as Zion's children. These poetic expressions reflect the tender relationship between the Jewish people and their holy city. Mother Zion always represented a geographic entity, and the daughter of Jerusalem was always the people of Israel. The Jews have a great consciousness not only of earthly Jerusalem, but of heavenly Jerusalem. Yerushalayim shel ma'ala, they call it, Jerusalem that is above. I noticed this when I went to Jerusalem. I noticed how conscious they were. All over Israel you find paintings, and they'll have the earthly Jerusalem, and then above it in the heavens, usually with gold, because they call it a city of gold, they will have Jerusalem above, just over Jerusalem below. I went into the oldest synagogue, one of the oldest synagogues in Jerusalem. It's a Sephardic synagogue in the old city. And there I saw a painting down at the end of this synagogue where the Holy Ark stands, of Jerusalem below and Jerusalem above. And I asked to the rabbi there, how is it that you know so much about Jerusalem above? Because most of the holy city, Jerusalem above, heavenly Jerusalem, I find in the New Testament. And they said, well, Moses told us about it. He went there, you know. And so I thought, well, that's right. You know, up on the side of that mountain, when God visited him at Mount Sinai and took him up and gave him the law, he went there. If Jesse went there and these other people went there, Dr. Gary Wood and Rebecca Springer went there, I suppose Moses could go there in 40 days. And so they said, Moses told us about it. So they know a lot of it about it from the Talmud, from the oral law that Moses left. Also, in the Word of God. I said, well, where is it in the Word? And they pointed me to Psalm 122:3. Psalm 122 is one of the songs of ascent that the Jews sang as they went up to Jerusalem three times a year. And this one says, they sang it when they got on the steps, the southern steps. They've come all the way from Nazareth, let's say, with Jesus. They're now down to the steps, going up the steps in the holy city. They say, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. And now this verse. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. In other words, it shows that there is a heavenly city, there is an earthly city, and they are builded, compacted together. Yerushalayim tells us there are two cities. The word itself, Yerushalayim, is the way they say it. In the Hebrew language, if you have a pair of something, two, you don't have to say, I have two shoes. You say, na'alim. Shoes. There's two of them. If you say, yadaim, two hands. Eyes, einaim. Glasses, mishkafaim. And so, Yeru, the city of peace, Yerushalayim, they show you that there are two. There is earthly Jerusalem and there is heavenly Jerusalem. When we are told to, in verse 6, Psalm 122, pray for the shalom of Yerushalayim, it's the peace, shalom, of Jerusalem that comes from the root word shalem, whole. So when we pray for the shalom of Jerusalem, we're to pray for the shalom that comes from being shalem, the peace that comes from being whole. We're to pray for these two cities to be compacted together. If you go into Ephesians 1, 9, and 10, you will see that God has a plan to unite all things in one. Reading from the Talmud, Ta'anit 5a, there must be a realm in the spiritual domain where all spiritual forces come together. In the words of our sages, this realm is called Jerusalem on high and is said to parallel the physical Jerusalem. It would only be through a physical entity that the two could be united. God swore that he would not enter Jerusalem on high until he enters Jerusalem down below. Yerushalayim Shoma Allah. You must read Ephesians 1, 9, and 10. I'm going to go into this in my eschatology teaching on what is lying ahead of us in the book of Ephesians. And we're going to be teaching the book of Ephesians and the glorious church at Osage Beach, Missouri, Walk on the Water Faith Church, March 16 through 20th. And telephone us and get details for that meeting. 1-800-972-3447. Also, you can get details on how to order the two books we're offering this week on people who have died and gone to heaven. One of us entitled, I Died and Went to Heaven by Dr. Gary Wood. The other one, Within Heaven's Gates by Rebecca Springer. We are offering you both books for $15. Normally, they would be $17. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447, and we'll be glad to send you these books. That's $15 plus postage. Also, call us and find out about sending your youth to our Champions for Christ Youth Rally in Branson, Missouri, in the last of July and beginning of August. It's a great dynamic meeting using all the wonderful things in Branson with a marvelous Holy Ghost meeting. You'll be glad you sent your young people. Now this is Billy Brim and
Shelley Brim Oaks.
And we're saying shalom, shalom.
Shalom,
until
shalom.
Next time, remember to order the Heavens books. We will see you again. Not see you, but you can hear us tomorrow. Shalom.